The Hunter and the Owl. One night long ago, in the backyard of a mansion, an owl perched in a tall pear tree. He hooted all night, keeping everyone awake. The next day, a family member living in the mansion unexpectedly passed away. A few weeks later, the owl came back and again hooted all night. Another family member died the following day. When not long after, a third family member passed away, after hoots were heard, everyone put two and two together. The owl must be responsible for the deaths in the family. Worried that the owl would cause yet another death, the master of the house posted a public notice. Whoever caught the owl would receive half the family fortune and his pretty daughter's hand in marriage. But the news of the deaths had spread near and far, and no one wanted to risk their life, even for a fortune. However, one young woodcutter was in love with the daughter of the mansion and was willing to try. Being an orphan, he had no family to worry about, and this was a chance to marry his beloved and keep her safe. The woodcutter bought a bow, a quiver of arrows, and a live pheasant. Then, disguised as a hunter, he stuck an arrow through the pheasant's eye and threw it into the mansion's backyard. He went to the main gate and called out for someone to open the door. One of the household servants came and asked who he was. "I'm a passing hunter, and a pheasant I just shot flew into your backyard," the woodcutter said. "Please tell your master that I have come to collect it." When the master of the house heard this, he hurried to the backyard to see the pheasant. The arrow had been shot right through its tiny eye. Surely someone this skilled could catch the cursed owl. He invited the hunter in as an honored guest and begged him to catch the bird. The hunter agreed to do so on one condition. The family must go to bed early that night, making sure to lock their doors and hide under their blankets. The master agreed. The hunter set out to the market and bought a large black cloth. Meanwhile, the wealthy family hid under their blankets and waited. In the backyard, the hunter climbed the pear tree and covered himself with black fabric. He waited patiently as the sun set and the night grew deep. Finally, he saw an owl land on a nearby branch. Swiftly, the hunter grabbed the owl by its legs and killed it. Then he put an arrow through its eye and tossed it into the yard. "Quickly, come with your torches," he cried. "I think I shot the owl." Everyone in the mansion came running and saw the dead owl. "He shot the owl right in the eye," they cried in amazement. No one was going to die. As promised, the pretend hunter married the master's daughter and received half the family fortune. Soon, the hunter's reputation spread throughout the countryside, and all the fashionable young noblemen wanted to see him in action. The master of the house, of course, couldn't wait to show off his new son-in-law's archery skills, so he invited everyone to watch a live demonstration at the mansion. For his part, the son-in-law feared that everyone would discover he had no archery skills at all. The backyard was full of onlookers, and the target was waiting. Trying not to panic, he awkwardly picked up the bow and arrow. "Oh, look, even the way he holds the bow and arrow is different," the crowd murmured in awe. Breaking out into a cold sweat, the son-in-law aimed unsteadily at the target. "Ooh, look at the way he draws the arrow. A genius is definitely different." The crowd sighed in admiration. Convinced that his lie was going to be exposed, the sky turned yellow for the poor pretend hunter. Desperately focusing his eyes, he tried not to faint. Oh, such concentration. He's taking all the time he needs to focus. For the pretentious onlookers, everything he did was extraordinary. Impatient for his son-in-law to release the arrow, the master of the house knocked the young man's elbow. "Hurry up and shoot," he whispered. The knock launched the arrow into the sky, far away from the target. It so happened that a flock of birds was flying by, and the arrow skewered three of them. The crowd couldn't believe their eyes. The son-in-law angrily threw down his bow and arrow. Turning to his father-in-law, he said, "If you hadn't knocked my elbow, I would have gotten them all. Never will I do archery again." The crowd stared in shock. The son-in-law became an instant legend and never touched a bow for the rest of his life.